And we are back. Welcome, guys, to episode 7 of The Weekend Hangover. It's been great time with you guys. Let's get into today's topics. So, we will start it with sports. Our first topic is NBA's return. There's been some early games, and we'll see what the playoff race is looking like right now, but what are some early predictions here to who's going to sneak in and who's going to win the whole thing?
For me to start, David, we were talking about this before the show, but it looks like Popovich has a little trick up his sleeve and has propelled the Spurs to the 9th seed. So I think Memphis is in the 8th seed right now. So that's something to look out for. I mean, they don't really have anyone like too notable on that team. DeRozan, DeJounte Murray. Other than that, I mean, all the old Spurs are gone from that team. So, but still, Pop has been able to do some work with that team.
Yeah. What I'm looking forward to is, I guess, well, pretty much a lot of the seeds are already locked. Like in the East, like the 1-6 seeds are already locked in. And in the West, 1-7 is already locked. It kind of just depends on like the matchup situation. So it'll be interesting seeing who's going to play who in the first round. And what I'm really looking forward to is hopefully in the West, you'll see the Clippers play the Rockets. And as we all know, I have a bet with Kyle and another friend that the Rockets will get swept in the first round. And I think that'll be the best matchup for that to happen. So kind of looking forward to that more so than teams sneaking in. Because in the East, the Wizards are kind of out of it. They basically have to win out and need the Nets to lose out. And then in the West, like you said, San Antonio still has a chance. Blazers still have a chance, I guess. Pelicans and Kings maybe, and Suns probably not. But, yeah, looking forward to that.
You know, I think I'd agree with you. The Houston Rockets, the worst opponent they could face would be the Clippers. But even if they do play them, I don't see them getting swept.
Yeah, I think Harden has too much skill to allow that to happen. He's going to lead his team to at least one win, but probably a series win, in my opinion. So,
really?
I mean, I don't hold me to that, but I could definitely see that happening.
Would you like to make a bet?
Let me take a page out of Austin Gleinius's book, and I'm not a betting man. So,
really?
Yep. Also,
but do you have a bet with me?
Kind of related right now. There was a blatant missed goaltending call on Giannis, but
I mean, it's okay. The Rockets are up 117-116 with 14 seconds.
Yeah, it's tied right now.
117-116. I'm ahead of you.
Okay, I guess you're ahead then. All right.
Sorry, Giannis will clutch. Anyways.
Okay, no. All right, so yeah, I mean, back to the Rockets thing. Yeah, there's no way they get swept. So,
really?
I don't – I mean, I have a bet with you already.
I thought you're not a betting man.
I mean
– Yeah, here's the thing, Kyle. You can't say that if you place bets.
I mean, that was previous Kyle. New Kyle does not make bets, especially on
you want to bet on you want to bet on this game right now, Rockets, Milwaukee, who wins?
Again, not a betting man, so.
Okay.
That was old Kyle. Just don't let me open up a Bovada account again because that get kind of scary.
Aren't you currently betting, like, on games every night on,
no,
like,
FanDuel? I was doing fantasy, daily fantasy for a couple of days. And, of course, like, lost by, like, a little bit. So, now I don't have any money in my account.
Nice. All right. Let's – any more to say about this topic or
– what was I going to say? I was just going to ask if, like, any surprises through, like, the first, like, two-ish games that the NBA has been –
I don't know. It's kind of tough to tell because some of the guys aren't even playing as many minutes as they would normally.
Yeah.
Not really, I guess. I guess the Lakers lost to the Raptors yesterday, so that was interesting. But yeah. I don't really know. I don't really think everyone played where they're supposed to. And we had Deion Waiters playing 20 minutes a game, which is not going to happen.
He's back. Waiters is back.
So not too many surprises, I guess.
Awesome.
The Pelicans, Pelicans losing some games kind of hurt them, but
yeah.
I was going to say what interested me was Zion playing so few minutes and even playing under 15 minutes a game. He's still looking pretty sluggish out there.
So that kind of moves us on to our second topic here, where we kind of think Zion, you know, is he out of shape or?
I don't know. I mean, like.
Is that what you think, Austin? Is that what you're bringing up here?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like he spent quarantine, you know, in the gym. You know, the bubble has had an effect on him, I think. He's looking pretty slow. And this is something that's difficult because, you know, if Zion loses weight and, you know, obviously doesn't get tired as easily as he is now, I'm wondering if he loses some of that explosive power that he can use to, you know, just back defenders down and get points in the paint. So I don't know if losing weight would affect his ability to do that.
I don't think he is losing weight. I think he'd be gaining weight, Austin, especially if he's being sluggish.
Well, eventually he can't just keep this up.
I think he might maybe lose muscle and gain fat.
Well, yeah, but then he's going to have to reduce the fat. I mean, he can't maintain this while playing 40 minutes a game.
Austin, maybe you should just become Austin's, or you should become Zion's personal trainer and just like make sure he keep like just take him, just make him work out with you for like a week, make sure he's on his game.
I'll get him on my diet plan.
Yep.
I personally don't really think he's out of shape. I think they're just, I guess I thought he might play more in Orlando because he had time off, but he's had a lot of time off, so I thought he would maybe play 20 plus minutes at least. To help him out and try to win some games, but I guess they decided to stay in the area of caution and try to have him, you know, not play as many games, I guess, because if they looked at it, they still had to win probably five or six of their eight games they played and needed other teams to lose. So I guess they kind of maybe accepted that they were not going to be in the playoffs, and they're kind of trying to just develop some of their younger players, Zion and, you know, Jackson Hayes and a couple other guys.
Yeah, I can't blame him for resting Zion either because, you know, it's going to be tough even to get in the playoffs. And once you're there, if you're still having a minutes restriction on Zion, you're not going to go anywhere. Yeah. So I think looking at it, even if you made the playoffs, it doesn't make sense because Zion would have to play almost every minute to be competitive with some of these teams.
Yeah, it's true.
That's fair. All right. Before we get on to the next topic, I have some breaking news that just broke. Houston Rockets have beaten the Milwaukee Bucks. So just so everyone knows that.
Yep. James Harden, score. By the way, James Harden, 5-14, horrible percentages, 3-12 from three, horrible. Classic, 11-13 from the line, you know, give his free throws.
Kind of led his team to a win. Willed actually, his team, I think it was willed his team to a win.
Westbrook.
Willed his team to a win.
Westbrook, yeah. Westbrook 31, 6, and 8.
Harden willed his team to a win. You can't say the same about Giannis.
Don't really care. Giannis had a better game.
Harden 2-0.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
In the bubble. Bubble life.
Milwaukee number one seed. There you go.
Bubble life.
One seed. They literally clinched the one seed in the East. They have to like just completely fall apart.
I mean, Harden's enjoying this bubble life, I guess. I guess the strip clubs are really hurting in the game. The true Harden's coming out. The wolf. We'll see. The wolf.
Nah, no wolf.
All right, moving on to our next topic. We're going to talk about MLB and the shit show that that has been the return of Major League Baseball. So we have the Marlins earlier this week, I think like Monday or Tuesday, that just like 75% of the team just has COVID basically, and they've just, I don't even know if they're playing again or when they're playing again. So that's good. Phillies also have multiple COVID cases. Also good. They've been, I don't even know where they're, I don't know if they're in Philly or they're like quarantined in Miami still. And then COVID cases. So that's good. So good job, MLB. You're operating a well-oiled machine. So that's good.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Cardinals. You say St. Louis?
I think I saw St. Louis. Yeah.
Yeah, St. Louis. Brewers game canceled or postponed. Nationals, Marlins, Phillies, Jays. I mean, they're gonna be a lot of trouble because, like we said earlier on some podcasts, and like people have seen. they only have 66 days to play 60 games. They want to stay on schedule. And, you know, a lot of doubleheaders are going to hurt. And I know what they even did now. Today, I know Cincy and Detroit played doubleheader, and they were 7-inning games. So not even, like, legit baseball, kind of just trying to cut down the amount of innings that are played to try to, you know, keep players, I guess, rested and things like that, which I guess is kind of good, but also kind of hurts the integrity of the game. And along with that, you know, classic, you know, what a fraud commissioner. Guy doesn't know what he's doing. Like, kind of another thing that happened earlier in the week or week or so ago was Joe Kelly. And or didn't even hit any Astros, actually, who obviously, you know, the Dodgers played them in the World Series and would have had, you know, maybe a chance to actually win it if the Astros, you know, didn't know what pitch was coming. Actually had to, you know, guess. But Joe Kelly got suspended 8 games. I don't know if he – I know he appealed. I don't know if he wanted or what the situation was on that, but pretty messed up that he got suspended for not even hitting a player on the team.
Yeah, I mean, it was just like a lot of – like, Joe Kelly, he's like – he's just America in one baseball player. Like, he just represents all of us that we just hate the Astros. And, of course, the commissioner, who might be as incompetent as Roger Goodell, you know, just suspends them. Doesn't suspend any Astros guys. So that's good. What was I going to say? I think I was going to talk about the Indians, but Austin, if you have anything else to say on like recent MLB.
Yeah. The Joe Kelly thing, I just do not understand what logic Manfred applied to that suspension. Especially, I know David mentioned it, he didn't even hit a player. I mean, to me, it's more like sending a message. But I just can't see, if you're going to suspend Joe Kelly, then there had to have been suspensions for the Astros players, and there weren't. So.
Or even
Kelly, I hope he wins his appeal.
Or even suspensions for players that, like, toss behind players. Like, that's what that seemed like. He pretty much threw behind him or threw over his head, got suspended. Mm-hmm. And that happens, like, you know, happens probably every night where there's a pitch that gets free of a – gets, like, you know, loose from a pitcher. I know we know it's probably, like, obviously intentional, but it doesn't really matter. Should have got no suspension, in my opinion.
I'm just waiting for a full-out brawl to happen. I'm waiting.
I want a brawl to happen, but with COVID, they're all kind of – because when that happened, remember Kelly kind of said something to – I think it was – I don't know if it was Springer or Bregman, whichever one he threw at second. He was kind of mocking him when he was walking off the field, and that's how, like, both teams came out of their dugouts, and but then they had to keep their distance or whatever. And
yeah, I just don't
– there's going to be one time I think someone's going to –
That's just going to be thrown out the door.
And it's bad too because you're, you know, then like they'll get in trouble, all the team, and I don't know, even more suspensions could happen. But
what team's gonna do that though? I'm trying to think here.
I mean, like, someone against the Astros, probably.
I know, but like, who is it though? What team's gonna do that?
Dodgers.
I could see Dodgers Yankees. Again. No, because they only play West Coast teams like AL West and NL West, so it has to be one of those teams. So like, I could see
like maybe like a rival, like it could be like, you know, some like Reds, Cards, Brewers, Reds, I don't know, Cards, Brewers, Cubs.
Yeah.
But another note, Indians
trash.
Play a 4-game series against the Reds starting tomorrow. Predictions on that. I think the Indians are going to win 3-1 against the Reds. Hopefully sweep. I think Gray's going to get absolutely like nuked tomorrow. I could see the Indians, their offense has been quiet the last couple of days. I'm feeling like 7-8 runs on Gray and a couple of innings.
I don't know, dude. Their offense looks really incompetent right now. Like, Franmil Reyes trash can, like, just absolutely just garbage. I wasn't too big of a hater last year on him, but he just cannot hit a baseball. And if he does hit a baseball, it's going like 500 feet. But he still has to make contact, and he just isn't right now. As a DH, that's an issue. So, like, there's obvious, you know, issues with our hitting. But another thing is Brad Hand shows equally as much as of a trash can. Like, I was talking to David about this, I think, earlier in the week. Not even when he had his blown save, but when he gave up a run and gave up a couple base runners –
I'm like, this is an issue when your closer tops out at 91. Dave's like, oh, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who won the game. I'm like, all right, whatever. Of course, Brad Hand on, let's see here, Wednesday, I think, gives up three earned runs. And then, you know, just, you know, loses the game for us. So that's an issue. I do like Karinchak coming out of the bullpen. Mm-hmm. He looks like he has some stuff. Looks like he has a live fastball and then good breaking ball too. So I'd say Karinchak has to be in the conversation to become the new closer for this team.
I'd agree with that. I like Karinchak too. And looking at this upcoming series, you said with the Reds?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that'll probably go 3-1 or 4-0 for Cleveland. I mean, we have to be due for a bounce back. The last three games, or we'll go four games.
Yeah, it's a four-game series.
We scored two runs, one run, zero runs, and one run. So I think this team is better than that. We've got to get some runs on the board, and I think we'll have a bounce back series against Cincinnati.
All right, guys, I think that's it for our topic about MLB and their coach. I think we can move on now to our pop culture category, which we're going to talk about a little bit of how Mike DeWine, Ohio's governor, announced that Ohio licensed bars will be now serving alcohol only until 10 p.m. That'll be last call, and then you will have to finish your alcohol by 11 p.m. And this will be a very interesting dynamic for us going back to school in the next week or so here, and how it will affect our pre-gaming and going out and such things like that. So what do you guys think? What will happen, and how will this affect our drinking habits and routines?
I'll give this one to Austin, because he'll lead with his drinking segment since he doesn't talk about that too much.
No, but looking forward at this next semester, obviously things are going to be different. Not for me, though. I think my drinking schedule would stay the same. I usually, you know, get prepared at the last minute. You know, take a big loco down right before we're about to leave, and I don't need to get anything at the bar.
Well, the issue with you, Austin, is, like, you make your dinner at, like, 10 o'clock. So, like, you have to, like, push it up.
Maybe. Maybe I'll bring something to go.
Oh, that's
genius. They do have tables. There are going to be tables, so why not, you know, have a little late-night dinner, Brick Street?
That's true, dude.
Could be the move.
Yeah, just put in some Tupperware.
Yeah.
Maybe they should have a microwave there.
Shut it up. Yeah. You're not doing that.
Maybe.
No, because you're going to have to wait in line. It's going to be too long, and you're going to be wanting to eat in the line. You're like, oh, I'm hungry.
No, I can't wait. I have good self-control.
No, because you'll be
drunk. Here's a concept.
No, because you won't have any food in your body. You'll be hammered by having a loco or so. With no food?
Maybe Austin will just have to eat at, like, a normal time. Like, at, like, 7?
6. Yeah,
no.
6. 7.
No. Because I have lunch around 3.
Yeah, maybe that won't happen this year. Workouts will have to be earlier, too.
Well, that's a whole nother topic. I heard the rec center might be closed or
limited.
Have a limited capacity. So there's going to be a line to get in there.
That's going to be tough.
I'm going to be first in line every single day.
Wake up at 5?
Yeah. 5 a.m. workouts. 2 days. Yeah.
2 days.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, like, going back to the topic, like, it's gonna suck, but I don't know. It'll be – everything's going to have to be pushed up, like, 2-3 hours, basically, which kind of sucks. But
will this continue – like, so let's say this year, obviously you have to start earlier. Will this be the culture for Miami now? Will people, these freshmen that are coming in, these sophomores now, just start drinking early and going out earlier? Or will you think it will get pushed back till later?
Do freshmen just bring water bottles filled with alcohol to the dining halls?
Begs to differ.
Ooh, that could happen. I mean,
will Miami be actually more safe? And they think they're going to be safe, or this is going to backfire on them?
I feel like this can only be, like, more safe, honestly, because, like, you don't have kids, like, going into the late night drinking. Like, they're going to have to
start. I can see it backfiring.
How?
Like you said, kids bringing stuff into dining halls, kids getting wasted dining halls in their dorms, a lot more write-ups from the RAs, things like that.
Yeah.
RAs are literally going to be like writing up people left and right because people are going to be starting to drink at like 6.
Yeah, that's going to.
Well, are bars, are they closing at 11 or just not serving
alcohol? Well, not serving alcohol, but pretty much that means closing.
But no, if they serve food, though, they technically don't have to close because they can technically be considered as a restaurant.
Yeah, but they still can't serve alcohol. They can still serve. No one's going to want, like, they can still serve food,
I guess. Yeah, but you can get, like, 4 drinks at, like, 10 o'clock and just, like.
You have to finish it all by 11. They said that.
Not if they're a restaurant. Like, if they're a restaurant, they can be open later. Like,
that's true, though. But you still have to finish the alcoholic beverages by 11?
I think whenever the restaurant closes.
Could be a little finesse action by some owners here.
Yep. Definitely. I mean.
Yeah, that's difficult to enforce, so I don't think that's actually going to happen.
Yeah, I mean.
Wasn't it like signed by DeWine into like an order or something?
Well, what's the time frame? Is there going to be like an end date on that?
I don't know. They just said like effective immediately. So I don't know. There's no like end date, but it's effective now.
Well, does the building still close at like 2?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I mean, it probably up to the bar owners, but I feel like, you know, if they're not serving alcohol, they're not making money if they're not serving alcohol, pretty much. I mean, they can, I guess, a little off some food, but it's not really going to be, you know, making money. And plus, you know, Bricknow's like main bar kind of, you know, is going to be like, you know, kind of sit down like they said. So, I don't know.
I do not like this at all.
Yeah, it's going to suck.
Really? You don't? I'm surprised, man.
I think it's going to be because Austin's eating schedule is going to be all screwed up. Yeah, what does Austin choose, though? Eating at his normal time or going out?
Both.
I think it'll be like dinner during pregame.
It's like kind of like, I mean, that stuff up and, you know, maybe
it's
toss.
Like having, it's like maybe. Playing a game of Pong and then having a chicken breast while I wait my turn.
Maybe like have a little, you know, chicken rice and broccoli, a little mixy to your drink, or
add a little marinade to your chicken, Four Loko marinade.
If I just put everything in a blender,
you should soak it all. Yeah, you should soak it all up in like Four Loko.
That just sounds nasty.
Just blend it all. Yeah, just start like drinking it. Just, you don't even need to eat it.
Just the texture of that. I don't know.
It's easier to
purple Four Loko.
It's easier to digest. You might as well do it. Easier to digest. So, you know, be able to get hammered more easily because you'll be able to digest all the food quickly. So you'll be feeling a lot worse if you drink more because you won't have stuff really in your stomach. It'll be kind of coming out the other end. Sure. Oh.
Well, I was going to say, as someone who enjoys their sleep and enjoys going to bed early, such as me, this benefits me pretty well.
Yeah, it does.
So you do like to go home from the bars around 12, so.
Yeah, a little later, but.
Well, I guess it'll give everyone a lot more sleep. Also a benefit, though, so if Beat is still happening, we'll actually be able to be up and, you know, start drinking and go there without having to drag our ass out the door at like 11:30 when we only had like a beer and we're like, I want to go, I'm tired. Yeah. So we'll be able to actually get up and start doing that.
See, we're already thinking of alternatives.
There's a lot of goods and bads.
Yeah, pros and cons.
Yeah.
All right. David, go.
I was going to say, I think we're all done here talking about this DeWine little predicament that happened in the last couple days. Move on to our last topic here, that Austin is very he's very kind of emotional, let's say, about this one. It is, in his words,
and David quotes.
Maybe he can correct me here, but women or females do not know much about athletics.
Yeah, I would say just sports in general. I realize this is a broad statement and doesn't apply to everybody, but I would say for the most part, women do not know much about sports. So give you some background for this information. At work,
was talking with some females about, you know, professional sports athletes, and started naming off some pretty famous basketball players. Started off with LeBron James, knew him, good. They knew Michael Jordan, good. Larry Bird, never heard of him. And this is where things really went to go bad. I said Hakeem Olajuwon, and they thought I was making up names.
Pretty much,
so
yeah.
So then I hit them with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Dikembe Mutombo, and it looked like their heads exploded.
Dude, this is like that, like, one, like, meme, like, probably, like, 5 years ago where they're, like, it was, like, a text chain with a guy and a girl, and it was, like, did you see Dixon Ticonderoga play last night? Talking about the pencil, and they're, like, yeah, like, yeah, an awesome game. Like, that reminds me of that.
I mean, there's probably some things that I don't know about with the everything in the girl world, probably like makeup or something like that. But it just blows my mind how something as popular as sports, and a lot of people like it, a lot of girls like it too, and they just don't know anything.
I feel like it's also just with like the age, like those guys played back in like the 80s, 70s, and stuff like that. So, and even further back, so they don't know that. So I guess there's some stuff that we might not know from the girl, like, you know, side, that
hold
whatever
on,
the hell we want to talk.
I was talking to my girlfriend. I'm like, do you know who Steph Curry plays for? And she's like, no. I'm like, do you know who Steph Curry is? And she's like, yeah. She's like, I'm not that stupid. So I'm like, who is he? She's like, he plays basketball. I'm like, okay, for what team? And she's like, she just couldn't name the Warriors. Like,
well, that's better than this girl thought his name was McCurry. Like, he was Irish.
Yeah, don't do that.
She didn't know his first name, but she thought his last name was McCurry.
Dude. Almost like McFlurry. Sure.
Ooh. Ooh. Dude, it's just like, it is unattractive if you cannot have a conversation about sports with a girl.
Ooh.
If you couldn't talk sports with a girl, like,
that's tough. I wouldn't say it's unattractive. I would say it's just maybe more attractive if they can.
Well, it's unattractive if they like know nothing about sports. Like, if they don't know who Tom Brady is, like,
yeah,
that's like, what do you do? What rock do you live under?
I mean, at that point, it's just like you're oblivious to like social life.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, you have to at least know, if you're a girl, there should be like some kind of class they take to know like the basics of sport, honestly.
And ladies who are listening out there, you guys can give us some feedback on things that we might not know, and give us some courses on what we should learn about the anything on the girl side of the realm.
I'm sure there's be a bunch of upset listeners that happen to be females saying you don't know shit about anything. So.
Yeah,
that's
let us
that's
know.
Happen.
Say something on the IG, or let one of us know.
Or just yell at us in person or something. I don't know.
It has to be something with makeup.
Yeah.
Or something about like some show that happened back in like the 70s or
80s. Yeah, like Bachelor season 3. Like,
yeah,
we don't know anything about that.
That's true. Reality TV is like their space.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we don't know about that, so that's fair.
Like, we don't know Kim Kardashian's, like, fifth husband. Like, that just, we don't
do know. She had a fun time with Ray J. Sure.
I don't even want to know what David's going to be doing after this podcast. It just,
nothing. I'm just saying. I'm just making a joke. Okay, uh-huh. You guys laughed. You laughed.
Classic.
I think that's it.
David's ready to go.
Yeah,
well,
David's.
Next time you guys hear from us, Austin will be in Oxford, but Kyle and I will still
Our show next week might be on Monday.
We'll see what happens, but like I said, Austin will be in Oxford on Sunday. Kyle
Saturday.
And I will both. well, he'll be there on Sunday when if we record Sunday, and Austin will be, or Kyle and I will be in our respective households. But until then, have a good weekend, and we'll see you next week.